Welcome back to the podcast. Zeekr's 001 has 12C charging, the Neo ES8 backlog, and Euro testing of an MG IM5. Plus, stay tuned later in the show. I'll tell you how BYD is doing overseas. Welcome to EV News China, the podcast dedicated to the world's largest EV market. Every day, I bring you the latest headlines, insights, and analysis from the heart of China's booming EV industry. And I'll decode for you how fast-moving developments in the East are shaping the global EV landscape. Zeekr began pre-sales of the updated Zeekr 001 Shooting Brake, and it gets better in every possible way. And I won't give you all the comparison specs, but it's fair to say any specs I'm about to give you are considerably better than the outgoing one. Chinese buyers can now reserve the new Zeekr 001 Shooting Brake, which, incidentally, before we get into specs, is utterly beautiful, with 2,000 RMB deposit. But if you do that, you get a 7,000 RMB discount on the vehicle itself on the final payment. Showroom display models arrive at stores October 4th, official launch October 11th. Updated model now goes up to 900-volt architecture from 800. Zeekr said the 900-volt system on the SEA platform will improve charging speed, driving dynamics, and total range. All-wheel drive variant, 680 horsepower, 2.83 seconds, 0 to 62 miles an hour. Top speed, 174 miles an hour. That's 280 kph. Right, so we've established Zeekr 001 Shooting Brake is already just a beast for technical specifications. What does it look like? Boom, blimey. It's difficult, isn't it, to try and make comparisons because it'll sound like they're ripping something else off. But I would probably say Kia EV, maybe taller than a Kia EV6, maybe Porsche Macan with a little bit more of a boot. Anyway, so two battery options, 95 kilowatt hour Zeekr Golden battery, 103 kilowatt hour CATL Kirin battery. The Golden battery has a CLT range of 441 miles, 710 kilometers, flash charging over 1,000 kilowatts. That's a megawatt of charging on a passenger vehicle. Over 1,000 kilowatts of charging, peak charge rate 12C. The C rate is a measure of charge discharge rate, but it's fair to say that everything else in the West, if you're 3, 4C, you're doing very well. A 12C battery will go to 80% in 7 minutes. Now, obviously, that's under ideal conditions with the right charger, but you can add 311 miles or 500 kilometers in 7 minutes. It's just good night combustion, isn't it? The Kirin battery gives you 503 miles of range and a peak charge rate of only 6C, but you can still get to 80% in 10 minutes. That's incredible. Driver assistance, well, it's all the toys. It's got their G-Pilot system with 31 sensors, LiDAR as well, driving assistance with an NVIDIA Thor U chip. That's 700 tops of processing speed. That's significantly up on the 500 before. The older Zeekr 001 was launched on August 13th, 2024, starting price at 259,000 RMB. That's $36,000 equivalent. That's for, I think it was the rear-wheel drive version for that price last year. I've given you the top specs in comparison, so but it certainly won't be a huge amount of money. And that new Zeekr 001, it's just better in every way, the way that the Chinese companies are iterating so quickly. And some of it's not a small iteration. Some of it is, well, to borrow a phrase, an order of magnitude better. Deeply, deeply impressive. Let's move on. NIO have had a great couple of days. I've been talking about the ES8 since Monday, or Sunday rather. And now the ES8 orders and delivery outlook, we know more now. NIO's mobile app is currently showing a wait of 26 weeks for the ES8, third generation ES8. Big 6 or 7 seat luxury executive Range Rover alternative. NIO unveiled it on Saturday at NIO Day. Deliveries began the day after on Sunday, just gone, on September 21st. Three variants, 6 seat, 7 seat, or the signature 6 seat. Most of the orders were for the 6 seat version. 95%, I mentioned yesterday, of the orders were for the battery swapping version. The company reported production capacity of 40,000 units for the remainder of the year, 15,000 of those in December, and we're already seeing half a year's wait. NIO said it'll cover losses from any reduction in next year's purchase tax incentive reduction if production constraints mean they can't get the vehicle to you. China's EV purchase tax exemption is diminishing, and that'll add tax costs for customers who get deliveries next year. But NIO said that if they have to, postpone deliveries beyond 8 weeks, customers will receive compensation of 50 RMB a day, beginning on the 57th day of after order confirmation. The MG IM5 is coming to European markets. It's an electric SUV, 800-volt architecture. The IM5 is sold in Australia as a sort of presented by MG. Over here, it'll be sold from MG dealerships, although it doesn't have MG badging on it. I need to confirm why. Somebody said it would then require kind of homologation, kind of crash testing, like that level of if we change the badge. I need to find out what the real deal is with that, because, I mean, stick an MG badge on it. But in either way, it's the IM, so it's not even really an MG, to be honest with you. But 800 volts, 100 kilowatt hour gross battery, 395 kilowatts peak charge speed. That's so fast. 80% charge in 17 minutes. MG positions the IM5 as premium, requiring upgraded dealer facilities for sales and service. Initial performance testing by the famous Norwegian YouTuber Bjørn Nyland impressed him with quick acceleration, though the measured output can be slightly below the quoted figures, depending on battery temperature and state of charge. The 800-volt system, whilst allowing for high peak charging rates at 395, the tests recorded a system voltage down at 422 it was at some points. Yeah, of course, pack voltage does change, doesn't it, when it's low. But Bjørn noting the interior has a large touchscreen, which he liked, the smaller lower display, soft touch surfaces and high-spec materials, the adjustable seating for average-sized occupants. Equipment includes the glass roof, the frameless windows, the ambient lighting, a front trunk or frunk, and a rear hatch with good cargo access. He liked driver assistance features with adaptive cruise, automatic lane change and lane keep. Ride and handling were tuned for comfort, he said, and urban manoeuvrability. The review concluded with the IM5 getting good marks for power, rapid charging, and well-equipped interior. Nyland noting that additional long-term testing was needed, though, to verify the sustained battery efficiency in real-world charging, of which he is exceptional at, and puts all of his data online. So if you go to any of his YouTube videos, by the way, look at the notes, the show notes, as it were. He puts links in there to sort of Google Sheets and stuff where he puts a lot of his testing data. Incredible presenter as well, really compelling when he's reviewing cars. Now, yesterday on September 27th, Great Wall Motor debuted the Tank 400. The Tank, it receives an exterior refresh, the Hi4Z powertrain with a 2-litre engine and dual electric motors, and Great Wall Motor's third generation Coffee Pilot Ultra driver assistance. Exterior is a rugged look. Front grille uses horizontal chrome bars and headlights that are all very off-roady. Front bumper lines change from angular to straight with black trim, side wheel arch, rivets, that kind of thing. The rear keeps a spare tyre, but the spare tyre guard is removed. Tail badging is repositioned with Great Wall Motor Tank at the top. A roof-mounted LiDAR plus side and rear cameras support the ADAS system. City and highway navigate on autopilot. Tail lights include some little small blue lights that indicate when the system is active. Really smart move. The Hi4Z has a 2-litre engine and dual electric motors. So, electric motors are 215 kilowatts and 240 kilowatts, respectively. 60 kilowatt hour battery for 124 miles or 200 kilometers of CLTC range. It's a big beast, this. And so this is probably one of the places where you would want maybe a range extender or plug-in hybrid if you want to do something off-roady with it or towing. Then big battery, combustion fuels could be good for some, wouldn't be for me. I like pure electric, but I can see why people would go for this. I mean, if you've ever looked at a Toyota Land Cruiser and gone, I'd like one of those, then have a look at the Tank, because it's not a million miles away. Now, let's talk about GAC and the Ion RT getting an update. The electric sedan, they updated this yesterday as well with some really interesting specs. And four variants priced from 99,000 yuan. That's $14,000. These prices are so low. And again, this looking very much like a Tesla Model 3 competitor. The new Kia EV4. Four, isn't it, with the not the hatchback but the sedan shape with the extra boot? Yep, pretty similar to that. Big glass roof. Again, just, you know, very, very good contemporary sedan saloon styling, if that's what you want. But the specs for $14,000, again, they just blow your socks off. And so exterior design about the same. Powertrain options mean that the highest configuration will now do 403.9 miles. They have the Velociraptor concept of their design, they say, with the three-dimensional rounded forms and continuous body lines. The front fascia uses a layout to reduce drag, so it's very slippery and friendly looking at the front. LiDAR, of course. The profile is coupe-like. Window frames are blacked out and the door handles are concealed. Charging ports on the front fender for this one. Inside, a 9-inch floating instrument cluster, 14.6-inch central screen. For driver assistance, 126-line LiDAR, the NVIDIA RNX chip. So not the latest, greatest, super fast, but yeah, very, very good. 254 tops of power on that. And NoMap NDA. So intelligent driving using 4th-gen end-to-end large models to handle unmarked roads, not using mapping. 99% of driving scenarios, it says it covers. Really lovely two-spoke steering wheel in this. I think very good level of interior by the look of it. Simple, you know, very simple. One of those examples where the front seats both fold completely flat, so you could sit on the back seats and then stretch your legs out if you wanted to. And then a large center armrest in the middle between the driver and the passenger. So by the time you include that as well, probably put a mattress in there as well and have a very, I don't know, like a leisure experience in your vehicle if you were kind of camping in your car. CATL's lithium iron phosphate packs, 55 or 68 kilowatt hours. And starting price, 14,000 US. Incredible price for a lot of vehicles. Take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk about the Aura 5, their first SUV. And BYD in Europe. Stick around. Back in a mo.
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to
get your bag.
Two ways to peel for a chance to
get your bag.
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to
get your bag.
Play Monopoly at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
No purchase necessary. See rules at playatmcd.com for full details and amoe.playatmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus plans November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.
Hey, welcome back to EV News China. Now, let's talk about the first SUV from Aura. Great Wall Motors. First in their brand there, the Aura brand, O-R-A, and capitalized as well, how it's stylized. Their first SUV called the Aura 5, and it'll be shown with their natural aesthetics design. And we get to see it in a showcase in 2 days' time on September 25th, of course. The distinctive family styling on this, the cat family image, the Aura cat, etc. All we've got so far is an outline of the outside, but yeah, I think it's fair to say it looks pretty much like the smaller cars that they do in a large, high, family, big SUV look. So closed front, fascia round headlamps, wide fenders, coupe-like tailgate. Standard features include a big panoramic sunroof, 150 kilowatt motor, and an LFP pack from S-Volt. Now, SGMW opened pre-orders for the Xingguang, which is Starlight, the Xingguang 730 today. Customers who place an order before the market launch get 2,000 yuan discount, it's about $300, by paying a 1,000 yuan deposit. The first batch of vehicles has reached dealers in 220 cities. The Xingguang 730 is built on Wuling's new energy architecture using their Sky Spirit God technology. Offered with three powertrains, either combustion, plug-in hybrid, or pure electric. Inside, a floating center display with physical controls and wireless phone charging pads. Big vehicle. So this would be 2 plus 2 plus 3 in a seven-seat layout. There's not much you can do with a people carrier. So the second row seats offer a lot of recline adjustment on this. So it looks... Yeah, this isn't one of, you know, I always talk about these high-end MPVs. I always think that maybe nice five-star hotels would have these doing airport shuttle runs, or if you like your children, you'd put them in the back of this. So this is not that level of luxury on the Starlight, but it would carry a lot of people in, it looks like a lot of comfort. And again, there's not much you can do with the styling. So apart from missing the big glass roof that a lot of these cars have with the fold down screen from the ceiling and all the luxury, look, this is not in that segment, by the way. So you still get seven people moved around, I think, in good comfort in this, and not much up front apart from a big center screen, little driver display, two-spoke steering wheel as well.
pretty simple. A couple of cup holders and the wireless charging pads. But apart from that, this is on your more budget end, I would say. And the styling on the outside, well, yeah, it's an MPV. So vertical back and, yeah, pretty high, obviously a very high roof line as well. So the plug-in hybrid with a 78 kilowatts engine and an electric motor. The electric variant, 100 kilowatt motor and either 54 or 60 kilowatt hour battery. So very sensible specs on this, but I couldn't find out pricing. But well, we know it will know in 2 days' time when they launch it, I think. Pre-orders at least open now. BYD hits 10% of Spain's EV sales. BYD is leading the global EV market overseas. Because of its dominance in China, it's able to expand outside. And BYD's established strong positions in many places and many markets, actually. Africa, Asia, South America. In Europe, they've not been as dominant, in part because many European automakers and markets are serving good products, and legacy automakers, kind of hate that frame, legacy sound, that term, legacy sounds like the past, we should say established automakers, really. Spain's an exception, though. In July, BYD was 10% of their plug-in vehicle sales. Tesla was 3.3. That's huge, isn't it? And that's because that is plug-in vehicles of all types for BYD. But, hey, they'll take one in 10. Spain lacks a single domestic automaker to dominate the market, which means foreign brands can come in. BYD is considering Spain amongst locations for expanding their manufacturing in Europe. BYD's dealer network in Spain has risen sharply. 25 dealers last year, 100 dealers now. Plug-in vehicles were 21% of auto sales in Spain in July, up from 10% a year ago. And for BYD to take 10% of those, really impressive. And finally, when your cars are made, if you are listening in a location to this podcast where you can get Chinese cars. So when your car is made and it goes overseas, yeah, I mean, they just stick it on one of the big roll-on, roll-off ferries, right? Well, not only, because yesterday, the first China to Europe freight train, the Hefei, it's called, the JSQ special train, commonly known as cage cars, by the way, carrying a ton of new energy vehicles, departed China. Fully loaded with 290 electric vehicles, the train left the Xitang Railway, with transit times up to 22 days. The maiden departure ceremony, held as part of the Hefei International NEV Conference, opens up overseas channels for new energy vehicles made in the area, lowering logistics costs and helping them compete internationally. The China-Europe freight train Hefei service now serves 20 countries and 176 station cities, with total departures exceeding 5,300 trains, a new corridor across Eurasia for import-export companies. And that's your podcast for today. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you on the next one.